The Dean of Belfast's Anglican Cathedral is being honoured by Queen Elizabeth for his charity work. He was named in the New Year's Honours List for 2010 and will receive the Order of the British Empire. The Reverend Howson McKelvey holds a Christmas appeal annually outside St. Anne's Cathedral and has raised millions for good causes. We spoke to Reverend McKelvey about what the honour means to him.
Well, I think it's recognition of what the cathedral represents and what one has attempted to do personally in the course of one's ministry. From the cathedral point of view, there's a strong focus at this time of year on an annual pre-Christmas sit-out, which the Dean and members of the chapter do, to raise money for both local charities and for Christian Aid for its work in the developing world. And it was started 35 years ago, and I think where it made a positive contribution to life in Belfast was that it gave the decent people of Belfast, who are the predominant majority, a way of responding during troubled times to say, well, we're not terrorists. We are people who are concerned about our neighbours and about our neighbours in the world village. And the cathedral sit-out receives 360-degree support right across this community. People of all political outlooks and none of all religious denominations and none supported. And so I think it's a very good focal point for charity at Christmas. I would also bring into the cathedral perspective our particular partnership with the Catholic Cathedral in Belfast, which has been going along for a number of years. And I think a degree of this can be indicated by the fact that when St. Peter's was rehallowed, the first water poured into the font, I was kindly invited by the administrator, Monsignor Toner, to join him in that action. And I think there are very few places in the world where the Dean of an Anglican Cathedral and the administrator of the Catholic Cathedral have performed such a significant joint action. So in a sense, I would like to feel that this award is recognition of this tremendous piece of bridge building which the two churches have accomplished together in Belfast.